It is February 18, 2024, 8:12 a.m. And yes, I did not record any logs yesterday because wifey and I left yesterday pretty early, so I never get a chance to actually grab my recorder to record an int like anything at all yesterday. And we went to Bloor West, like we planned to, like I mentioned, on Friday. By the time we got there, my sister ended up meeting with us. We ended up going to the yarn store that she wants to go check out. My sister ended up meeting us there. Then I told them that I'm going to the local music shop, and she got excited as well too. So everybody ending up going to the music shop as well too with us. To she's looking for new music sheets, and I was looking for a piece of equipment for my other podcast show. And yeah, so ending up doing that, and while I was dropping off my sister, we ending up meeting up with my parents downtown and have dinner with them and hang around with them. So by the time we got home, it was late enough that Marco was not happy. So we ending up feeding him, playing with him. By the time all that said and done, it was time for bed. I was exhausted, so I never got a chance to really put a proper log together. But to make a long story short, the day yesterday was very, very good. The weather held out. It wasn't that cold at all. It was nice to walk in that area again because it's been a while. It's really been a while since I've been in that area. So it was just nice to walk around, see the shops there. That's brand new shops. The shop's been there for a while. There's a really cool Korean restaurant there that's actually started in that area. They expanded to different locations now, so it's nice to see where they actually started this little nice Korean restaurant. And I ended up finding this really cool cafe too, and they make really good coffee. I think it's called Happy Cafe. It was one of those mop and pop place, and it was very, very good. It was good coffee. And there's other shops there too, and it was just nice to see that area is just like, surviving and just growing. So it was just really nice. So yeah, and the weather-wise, it was surprising. Like right now, I'm looking outside the window at 8:15 in the morning. It's super cloudy. It's like really dark compared to yesterday. At this time yesterday, it was bright. It was sunny. It was like when you're outside, the sun hits you and it just warms you up, right? And now it's just cold again. So I'm very happy that we got that kind of weather window. Yeah, and also, like I mentioned, and then buying a piece of gear for the other podcast I co-host, it was a simple compressor limiter tube, preamp tube, just to warm up my voice. I realized that the mixer interface I'm using, it's a brilliant interface. It's super clean, like incredibly clean preamps. It's designed for broadcast, so it's incredibly clean, very durable. But the only problem is, it's too sanitized. And don't get me wrong, being sanit if you're doing audio and your signal is incredibly clean and the preamps are amazing, you kind of miss the dirtiness of analog. When I was looking for a compressor limiter, and they AT ART, it's a brand that does a lot of analog tube bass outboard gear. They ending up having this compact gear has a preamp, has a it's a tube mic compressor DI box. Yeah. And it's designed to be a mic preamp that actually has a nice comp as a tube com as a tube mic compressor with a compressor limiter, and also can act as a DI box as well too. It still gives you access to the tube to get that nice warm tube sound. So I ended up getting that. Originally, I was gonna get just a compressor limiter, just to help the. So I can outboard the limiter from my interface, and put a proper compressor in it, so I don't have to worry about the spiking the channel, because I've noticed that my signal is hot, but it was incredibly hotter than it should be. I'm just cranking it up, so that's why I kind of like, I should get a compressor and just clean that up a bit. But while digressing in the audio world, I was saying that it was a very nice nice day. Today I'm just gonna play literally with my new toy and just relax. The wife is actually out right now with her friends, and they're doing a writing thing, so I got the whole morning for myself. And just chillaxing. So I'm gonna play with my gear, with my new compressor limiter, and let you know what how it turned out actually test wise. Again, I do apologize for not releasing anything yesterday. Again, it was just a little busy and not around at all. So, but yeah, it is 8:56 a.m. and I just finished testing my new gear for the new gear. The ART Tube MP-C. The product itself, as per advertised, it gives me that warm sound when I did my test. It sounds very, very good. I'm very, very happy with the test. But unfortunately, with the mixture of my equipment and all that stuff, I'm getting this massive buzzing or humming. It's like it's a ground hum issue. Because everything I'm using right now is USB-based DC power, not alternate current, not AC. So I think the mixture of power, AC to DC, DC to AC issues, having issues with grounding issues overall. Theoretically, because I'm doing everything through battery packs and through battery within the recorder itself. So everything is pretty isolated for itself, but anything outside of it, it's not playing well. Plus the higher current, I'm not regulating the power enough properly. Unfortunately, I'm not planning to rewire or redo power distribution in my office, so it needs to go back. Unfortunately, it's too bad though, because it does sound very, very good. As soon as I eliminate a ground issue, like a humming issue, then as soon as I even touch the knob of any to adjust any of the parameters, I start getting buzzing. So it's not ideal. So I need to find another solution. I am thinking about getting the Centris compressor, the same recorder I'm using, the broadcast recorder, recorder mixer, but it is 3 times more expensive. So, but it does work well as well too. I was hoping to use this one because of the analog tube sounding. I was hoping to get that. Oh, it's kind of funny though, because I did test it with and without the tube compressor, and it sounds a lot warmer, less digitized sounding going into the recorder. And, I was really liking it. I was enjoying the sound of it, but unfortunately, the grounding issue is just in the point that it's just I'm not going to spend time to troubleshoot it and rewire my office to accommodate one piece of equipment. So I'm not going to do that, unfortunately. Too bad though, but there is other options there. So I'm going to return this back to the shop on Tuesday, because tomorrow is a holiday, and invest on the Centris probably next month or something, because it is pretty pricey. But so far I'm doing multiple podcasts collaboration with the same setup over and over again. I have no issues with it. I just want to make sure that I can get a little bit more warm sound to the recording, but that's just gonna wait then. I'll keep looking for all other alternatives until next month, but yeah, it's just too bad though, because it sounds very, very good, and I really do like the sound of it. It's 9:37 a.m. So what I'm doing today on a Sunday is to build a portable podcasting setup. The reason why is twofold. One is one of the podcasts I'm working on One of my co-hosts at the Your Bookmarks podcast, he handles all the administrative and all the editing side of the podcast, and we both share the research for the books. But I handle all the technical side of the podcast itself. That includes the equipment, recording of the segment itself or the episodes. Then he handles all the editing, and the and upload and all that good stuff. But the summer is, we're just getting ready to start putting together a summer based recording schedule that includes in-person recording. If you end up listening to the podcast itself, we're actually remote. He's about 45 minutes to an hour away from me, and it's hard for us to meet up in a weekly basis because of our schedule. So we set up a remote recording and workflow, and it worked out really well, and it's very seamless. So we were very, very happy with the overall outcome of the recording. But as soon as summer hits, we do want to get together more often to actually have a prop and record the podcast in person. So I'm just trying to figure out what's the best way to set this up, because typically we just do a two-channel recorder recorded on spot with one of our I have my own mic, he has his own mic that's dedicated for him, and I have my own mic dedicated for myself. So it worked out really well, and it's pretty tuned to each other's voice, so we're kind of happy with that. And so we're trying to do something that's more in person to make it easier for us. So I'm just setting up a go-to bag for podcasting, and it's just easier for us to just walk along, go to a site, set it up pretty fast, and record and dismantle everything, and head our separate ways after that. And he can do the recording and all that good stuff. So we're I'm trying to sort that out right now, and try to make it easier for me to carry stuff and put it in my car and head out, and not worry about extra equipment, all that stuff. I just want something that's good, has everything in it, especially compressors, gates, and limiters in the setup itself, so we don't have to do as much work during the post production. So I do have a Rodecaster Pro 2 that I've been using inside my office as a studio, but I barely use it now because how we're recording things, it's our setup is slightly different than for me using this. I'm literally just using it as a mixer now, so it's not very not ideal, but it's not very best way to describe this. It's not suitable for what I'm using it for. I'm not using the full potential of the mixer. So I'm looking at putting that somewhere else and using that as my go-to. I do have a recorder that I use as well, but I'm using that mostly for remote and anything, just for remote, rather than two-person, three-person recording. This one's mostly for remote, and for example, if I travel, we can still do the podcast. Doesn't matter where I am in the world and where he is in the world, so it still works perfectly. But this one is more in person, and maximum four people can record this. So that's why I'm trying to set this up and sort this out. It's gonna be fun because again, it's a go-to bag. You know what I mean? So it's ready to go to record. That's what I'm doing today. That's all I have plans for today, I believe. We have dinner tonight with the wifey's parents. And after that, for tomorrow's long weekend, I'm not sure yet what I'm planning to do. But I do owe you a story. A small, short story and a love letter to my camera tomorrow. So stand by for that one. That'll be fun. Yeah, I have a lot of things to say about that camera, and definitely want to tell that story. It is 1:17 p.m., and I solved it. I solved the issue of
of this whole recording thing. Remember I mentioned before that I had issues with the Tube MP5C recording into the podcast, having that ground hum thing? Ground hum. I tested with the H5, my recorder I normally do this podcast with, my log, and I realized that it was doing the same thing. So what I ended up doing is I ended up plugging in a balanced quarter inch from the Tube MP into my recorder. It cleaned the buzz. It really cleaned it, like incredibly clean. So I am incredibly happy how it actually this works now. So with that said, I know what to do in the future. It works perfectly. I am planning to get another Tube MPC for if I'm my next live like on location recording for the other podcast that I work in, because this works perfectly. It sounds really great. It provides this really nice warmth to it. Don't worry about if you hear the clacking sound, it's actually just my humidifier. I'm actually in the living room. My living room is not the quietest place to record something, but I need to test all this out. So it works perfectly. I'm going to move everything back to the office. And yeah, I'm very happy with this overall. I'm incredibly happy how this works out. The helm is gone. It's so annoying. It is incredibly annoying. But I got everything worked out. So unfortunately, the podcaster doesn't have a line input. It does have a line input, but it's going to be has a line input. But unfortunately, it goes into both channels, so it's not separating, so I can't really use that. But if I'm doing like a broadcast record, like remote, then I'll be using the podcaster. But if I'm going to do a live recording, I'll just use the tube going into my H5. I think that's the best solution. And to be honest with you, I really like the sound of the tube. It just gives it nice warm to the sound. So if you compare to this section of the log compared to the beginning of the log, you can actually hear the difference clearly. Like, I am so happy I figured this out. I'm treating this whole thing as a DI box, literally a DI box. There is a mic output that comes out from it, but it's dirty. So it's not as clean compared to going to the line level. So I'm going to treat it that way. I'm going to leave it that way. I'm happy with this. 2 thumbs up. I'm going to clean up and go from there.